I legitimately almost died 3 months ago, and I would not be sitting here with my family because of that.
Welcome to Mater's Podcast.
I am your host, Zach Weaver.
Awkward silence, Q.
So tonight, yeah, so tonight is family night in the studio, and I'm joined by my whole family, and we're going to discuss my whole health issue that we had going on, kind of tell all the listeners how that went down. And so, like always, if you like what you've been hearing on Made Us, give us a 5-star rate review in Apple Podcast, and make sure to hit that subscribe button. And if you don't listen to Apple Podcast, make sure you subscribe in whatever podcast app you listen to. And if you want to keep up with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MadeUsPodcast or on Instagram and Twitter at MadeUsPodcast. So guys, I hope you enjoy the episode tonight, and here we go. Hey family, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you guys.
Thank you, baby Maddox.
I'm back.
Yep, and Maddox is back.
Hello.
Hi, Maddox. How was your day?
Good.
Good? What'd you do today?
Crashed.
You crashed? What'd you crash on?
I was riding my bike around the parking lot.
Yeah, and you crashed?
Yep.
Yeah, it happens. But you're doing all right, right?
Yep.
Good. Sagan, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Yeah, what'd you do tonight?
Jump on the trampoline.
Yeah, what else did you do?
Hmm.
Did you play a game?
Baseball.
Yeah, you played baseball tonight, huh?
Yeah.
That's my 4-year-old Sagan who we're coaxing into talking tonight. Did you have a hit tonight?
Yes.
Off the pitching machine?
She did.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. And also joining me in studio is my lovely wife, Michelle, who I've talked about a bunch, and she has not been on the podcast yet. And she has given me evil looks. How are you doing tonight, baby?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I'm feeling great.
Good. Thanks for having us.
No, don't drink that. That was almost dangerous. My son almost drank my vodka.
I did. It looks like water.
Yeah.
Here, I brought you water. Here.
Give me that. Yeah, it's been a fun year. We've had a lot of baseball. Both boys playing baseball this year.
Yeah.
Been hectic. But you guys had fun, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. So, do you guys remember when I was sick recently?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You had to go to the hospital.
He had pneumonia.
I had pneumonia.
And he also had to go to the hospital.
And I did have to go to the hospital. You're right, buddy. And I was there for a while, wasn't I?
Yes.
So as some of you listeners know, a while back, I got really, really sick.
You did.
Yeah, I got really sick.
Mm-hmm.
I had influenza A, which is the bad one.
Yes.
Okay.
And as my wife will attest to, I waited far too long.
Mm-hmm.
Way too long.
Way too long.
Yeah. Way too long.
And it turned into double pneumonia.
Yes.
Which, again, I waited too long on that, too. Before I went to the hospital.
Yes.
And
what?
Basically what had happened is we were running ourselves ragged. My oldest, Maddox, was playing all-star hockey at the time.
Hi.
And we had hockey tournaments all over the place, and I was helping coach. And that weekend, I just wore myself out. And it got to after the tournament, and on Monday, I stayed home sick from work. I had 3 appointments that day and just couldn't make any of them. And then by about, 4 o'clock that night?
It was about 2, I think.
Oh, about 2?
At least two.
I looked at my wife and I just was like, I can't breathe anymore. Like, I think you need to take me to the emergency room.
Yeah, because I was homesick that day too.
Yeah, because you were feeling bad.
That's why it was earlier. Yeah, we both had the influenza. I don't think that I ever had the pneumonia.
Yeah.
But we were both really sick that day. We were waiting for Maddox to get off the bus at your grandma's house. And you had another one of your coughing fits, which made me feel a little bit psycho. Like, if I had to hear him cough one more time, I might have wanted to smother him with a pillow.
Yeah.
And it was really, really bad.
And it was very, very bad. Yeah, so I ended up having Michelle take me to the hospital. We get up to the hospital not really knowing what was going on. You know, they kind of... I don't want to say they boohooed me, but they kind of just boohooed me and they didn't really want to do anything. You know, they kind of like, oh, yep, you're sick. We're sorry to hear it. And then they took me back and did some x-rays on my chest. And that's when they came in. I mean, within 5 minutes of my x-rays, we had a full room of people.
Yeah.
Because that's when they realized that I had double pneumonia.
Well, no, they did the x-rays and then they came in and did an ultrasound on your lungs or
yeah,
to see if they could actually pinpoint exactly where the pneumonia was.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And then I had a room full of people.
Yes.
Yeah, they panicked they at that point.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I was a little bit freaking out.
Yeah. It was hard. The boys were at, what, my grandmother's?
Yeah, I had called her because Maddox would have got off the bus and I would have went and got Sagan from the babysitter and then I would have came and picked them up and came home, but she didn't know that we were both home sick. So I called her first and then I'm like, I kind of broke down to her for a little minute because I was like, I don't know what to do. He's never been this sick. He wants to go to the doctor and I don't know where to take him.
Yeah.
And she's like, I said, should I take him to the emergency room? And she's like, yes. And she's like, I'll go get Sagan. And I got Maddox and whatever you need to do, however long you need to stay, I got the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And
thanks, Sag.
I was sad and scared.
You were sad and scared?
At the same time.
It's pretty rough.
So she had the boys and then why we were at the hospital. That's where they were at.
Yeah. At some point they came in and basically said, yep, you're being admitted. You're staying here. We'll find you a room. And as soon as we get you a room, we're going to move you. But you're staying here because you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it was at that point, but I know they checked my oxygen and it was super low. And they pretty much immediately got me on oxygen.
Yeah, it was very low. They were all like... Uh-huh. Getting the oxygen on you as fast as they could because they were kind of panicked. It shouldn't have been that low.
Yeah. And how were you feeling at this point?
Well, first of all, I still had the influenza myself. So I'm like totally drained and I was emotionally drained and I just kind of a little bit lost it. They're like, you have to stay. And I didn't want you to have to stay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. I know at that point, you know, you ended up having to leave because I didn't get moved until later that night.
Well, because you had the influenza A, they had to make sure that they had a private room for you. So,
oh, I forgot about that.
The
yeah.
pneumonia didn't really like, yeah, that was bad. And that was the reason you were staying. But that wasn't the reason for the wait. It was the.
Yeah, I had to be
you had the
isolated.
Flu, so they couldn't put you anywhere else.
Yeah, I ended up on the oncology floor. So mm-hmm. I ended up on the cancer floor because it was like the only spot they had a
private
room for
me.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and left because I didn't know how long they were going to be. Maddox still had school the next day. Actually, that was Monday.
Was on a Monday when I was admitted.
That was a Monday. Sagan had testing for kindergarten like the next day.
Something like that. It was close to that.
Yeah. And I normally go to work early and then you get the boys to school and you get them wherever they need to be throughout the day and then I pick them up because you work later, so we have a good system that works for both of us. And mm-hmm. since you were in the hospital, I had to go ahead and do all of that and get them up and on their way. So I took another day off and Sagan had his testing, and so I left early and I felt really bad because you were just sitting in the ER miserable with a fever and pneumonia.
Yeah.
And had no idea where you were going to go.
Yeah, it was rough. At some point, they came and did an EKG on me, which they didn't need to do. They just put the dipshit nurse came in and said, yeah. And then he said, I need an EKG. So they put the EKG stickers all over me and ran the EKG. And then I can hear him as he leaves tell one of the other nurses to go ahead and input it in the system. And the lady says, what? He goes, yeah, I got EKG on 9. She goes, we didn't need EKG on 9. So basically, they just did it for no reason and had all these stickers on me. And then when they finally moved me to another room, they put a heart monitor on me and put more stickers on me. And I lived with those damn stickers on me for 3 days before I finally asked the nurse if I could take a shower and take them off me, which was mildly embarrassing. It was fun. It was a fun time in there. And like you mentioned earlier, I had a fever. So I ended up having a fever of 103 for basically 3 straight days. They could never get my fever down, which was a huge issue. They gave me tons of medicine, could never get my fever down. Ended up putting me in ice, and that was the only way to get my fever down. Yeah, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. The hospital bed was fucking terrible. I think at one night I told the nurse that if I had to stay another night, I was going to sleep on the couch. And she just was like, I can't stop you, I guess. Yeah. Do you guys remember coming to see me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also half of this I don't even know.
Yeah, half of this you don't know. That's probably better that you don't know it, right?
I remember Nana.
But now I do.
But now you do.
I remember Nana was there.
You remember Nana was there?
And Jellybean.
And Jellybean.
So
she was on the podcast.
So it was probably the second evening.
Yeah.
That he was in there, then I went ahead and took the boys up because I just felt like they needed to see that he was okay. Like, I knew that he was okay, but they were kind of sad that he wasn't home and, like, where's dad at? And they couldn't really figure it out. And their Nana, which is Zach's mom, works at the hospital. So I'm like, we'll go. We tried to explain it that way, but that he was a patient. And I went ahead and took them, and I guess I didn't really realize that it was kind of scary.
Yeah. Was it scary when you guys got there?
How did you guys feel when you got there?
Still.
You were scared?
Still.
JD and Nana works still.
JD and Nana works there. Yeah, my brother works there too. Yes. Yeah, how were you feeling when I got
and
there?
And your mom.
Pretty good.
And your mom.
And my mom. Yeah, that's Nana.
And also all this happened when I was sick too.
Yeah, you were sick too. That was right after your hockey tournament.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was very sick too.
So was it scary coming in the room and seeing Dad?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. What about it was scary?
I don't really know. It's just I haven't been in the hospital in a while, so.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Felt weird.
And I was on oxygen and had an IV and all sorts of stuff.
Like the last time I was in the hospital, besides that, I was with Nana because we went to her work.
Oh, yeah, just to see the work, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that is true. But with all this being said, I am... I'm finally back. It took a long time. Actually, when I got out of the hospital, you and I went to the grocery store a couple days after that. And good job, Sagan. So you and I went to the grocery store a couple days after that, and I couldn't believe how wore out I was. I mean, I thought halfway through the store I was going to have to stop and go sit in the car so you could finish grocery shopping. I never thought I was that wore down, but it really took a toll on me, and I was out for weeks. I mean, and then somehow after that I lost my voice. I didn't have a voice for like 2 weeks. Which is weird.
It might have been more than 2 weeks, actually, that you didn't have a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you went...
The one guy at the hockey tournament didn't have a voice at all.
When you... After you got out of the hospital and you went to your follow-up appointment with your regular doctor.
Yeah.
That was that same week, I believe.
Pretty close.
And he was like, it'll be at least 6 weeks before you feel... start to feel better.
Yeah.
And I was blown away. I'm like, no, like that, no, you'll be fine. You're going to take this medicine. You're going to be fine. Everything's going to go back to normal. I was wrong.
Yeah, it was definitely, was right. It was 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm really just now feeling 100%. I mean, it's taken a long time. It's been a long road back. And I appreciate all the listeners just waiting for me. I know that I've gotten a ton of messages of support and questions of where I was, but everybody's been really supportive, and I appreciate everybody waiting to kind of hear me again. And that's why I want to do this tonight, is I want to sit down with my family, just have a fun little evening and talk about it and let all the listeners know what was going on. And then I missed being here and missed doing this, but I needed to get healthy for these guys that are on the podcast tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes.
So with all that being said, I really appreciate these guys coming in and joining me tonight. And we've already heard Maddox on the podcast before.
Yep.
And I appreciate you being on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sagan, thank you for joining me tonight.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
And to my beautiful wife, Michelle, not only thank you for being here, but thank you for taking care of all of us.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you. So... based on your experience with being sick, if you had anything to tell the listeners, what would it be?
So, if I had anything to tell the listeners, I would tell the listeners that if your significant other tells you to go to the doctor, you should probably do it.
Yes.
I waited way too long, and my wife was calling me on my shit anyways, but I should have listened to her, and it would have saved a lot. So go see the doctor, please. Take care of yourself. Don't get in the boat I was in. I legitimately almost died 3 months ago, and I would not be sitting here with my family because of that.
Yes.
So take care of yourselves, please.
Yes, please, please, please.
All right, good night, guys.
Ciao.
Yeah, you guys are cracking me up.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
So I left because...
Thanks, Sig.
I went ahead and left because we...
get something in my mind.
What are you going to get in your mind?
I something? Don't know.
You don't know?
You're welcome. You're like Snapple-manics.
I know that.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, guys.
Okay.
The first time we did this, Dad messed up a bunch.
Yeah. But Dad's getting better at it. Yeah, Dad still messes up a little bit, but Dad's getting better.
I started laughing after that, so.
Yeah.
Can you do the intro? 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Made Us Podcast.
Good job, guys.
It's still recording.
Yeah, it's recording right now.
Uh-oh.
It's okay.
So, apparently.
Stop playing with it.
Someone didn't want to stop recording tonight. What do you got to say?
A lot of things.
Well, let's hear what you got to say.
I like baseball a lot.
You like baseball a lot? What's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
Yeah.
My favorite sport is soccer.
Your favorite sport's soccer?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to play soccer again? Yes. Yeah. What about you, Maddox? What are you going to play next?
Basketball.
Basketball?
Are you doing a basketball camp right now?
Yep.
And what's your favorite part about that?
The stations.
The station. What do you do in the stations? Let us all know.
I haven't been able to go because I'm at work. So tell me about
dribbling,
it.
Dribbling, shooting. We've been doing.
I like shuffling.
The shuffling.
We also do all shots. And
yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it.
Yep.
Okay.
My favorite part of soccer is being the goalie.
Is being the goalie.
And you just take a break. And when I'm out.
You like being out? But do you like scoring goals? Yes. Scoring goals is fun, huh? Yeah, you're so cute. Yeah, you do a good job scoring goals, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a tank top on.
You have a tank top on? You're goofy.
Manix has he really tank does. On too.
Yeah.
Manix is silly too.
Do you think the listeners need to know what we're wearing? Do you think it's important?
No.
No.
Yes.
So I want to know one thing. What was your favorite part about today?
I don't really know. It was a fun day.
Yeah.
It was a fun day.
What about you, Sagan? What was your favorite part about today?
Jumping on a trampoline.
Jumping
on the trampoline.
He's taking a video. Watch.
Yeah, jumping on the trampoline is fun.
Watch.
You guys
watch closely.
You guys are goofy. Don't hit their microphone.
Was that necessary?
No.
So, is it fun seeing what Dad does every time?
Yeah.
So, when Dad disappears, this is what he comes and does. And I sit in here and talk on the microphone.
Or you're at work shooting.
Or I'm at work or shooting.
So hot.